Now Jesus was greatly distressed, and with a profound sigh he said, "Where have you laid him?" "Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. And then in a loud voice he cried out, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in burial cloth. And Jesus said, "Unbind him, let him go free." And Jesus wept. "Unbind him, let him go free." There are no other phrases in the Gospels more consoling than these, or more revelatory. We've all heard the story of the raising of Lazarus 50 or 100 times every year on this Sunday, at almost every Christian funeral we attend. And when we hear it at the funerals of our loved ones, we desperately try to cling to Martha's declaration of faith and make it our own. She says, "I know my brother will rise at the resurrection on the last day." But Jesus' response is simple and sure. No waiting for the last day. "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me, even though they die, will never die. And whoever believes in me will have life eternal." He himself is the promise and the fulfillment of the promise of everlasting life. Yet still, going to the place where his friend lies buried, Jesus was deeply distressed and sighed from his heart. And Jesus wept. That sigh, those tears, are the truest sign, the absolute sacrament of his humanity. Jesus, Son of the Living God, is also Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, Son of Mary and Joseph, who ate in the home of his friends Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus. And Jesus wept for the pain of those sisters, for the tragedy of their brother's death, and for the pain of every human loss, his own included. He wept for the fragility of our human condition, for the losses we all have to endure, for the shortness of our days, and for the certainty of our death. And as he wept at Lazarus's tomb, Jesus wept for himself, for what he knew was to come in Jerusalem. He wept out of his own fears, his own frailty, his own mortality. He wept because, like Lazarus, he would himself have to face the great darkness, the deepest mystery of our existence, the mystery of death. Yet God's power moved in him and through him, and faithful son that he was, faithful friend that he was, he allowed that power to flow through him. The prophet Ezekiel told us that God had promised to raise up the children of Israel out of their graves and to fill them with the Spirit of life. And Jesus summoned that power from within himself and so cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out, his hands and his feet bound. There are so many things that bind us. The silken ribbons of affection, of joy, and hopeful tenderness. The heavy ropes of sorrow, disappointment, disillusionment. We're bound by our responsibilities, by our ambitions, by our selfishness, but most of all, we're bound by our fears. And most fearful of all of the fears that bind us is the inevitability of our own death. And Jesus said, "Unbind him, set him free." At that very moment, with those sweet words, Jesus finally, fully embraces his mission. He hasn't come to chastise us, but to give us hope. Not to bind us, but to set us free. He knows in that moment that the only way finally to convince us of this offered freedom is to pass through the dark door himself, to experience fully our sorrows, our suffering, and even our death with us. Jesus wept. He wept for Lazarus. He wept for us. And on his way to Calvary, he wept for himself. He wept for the fragility of our human condition, for the losses we all have to endure, for the shortness of our lives and the certainty of our death. And on the cross, as he gave his spirit over to God, he embraced the emptiness and the fullness of our mortal humanity. And as Jesus closed his eyes on the cross, he closed his eyes in hope that he would awaken again and hear the tender voice of the Father saying, "Unbind him, set him free." Let that be our Lenten prayer, sisters and brothers. Unbind us, Lord. Unbind us and set us free.